AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Tensions between Israel and Iran are rising. AP correspondent Karen Shemes reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has brushed off calls for restraint from allies regarding how it will respond to Iran's recent air assault on Israel. The Middle East is bracing for further escalation as Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's recent missile attack. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel after an apparent Israeli strike on an Iranian consular building in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. Israel says it and its partners intercepted nearly all the missiles and drones. On a visit to Germany, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the European nation's support in light of Iran's air assault.
Thank you for the support you've given Israel in the Iranian attack.
Despite Western support, many of Israel's allies are concerned the fighting could spiral, as Iran warned that even the tiniest invasion of its territory would bring what they called a massive and harsh response. I'm Karen Shemes.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports former President Donald Trump goes back to court today in New York.
Jury selection in the hush money trial of Donald Trump enters a pivotal and potentially final stretch today as lawyers look to round out the panel of New Yorkers that will decide the first ever criminal case against a former president. On Tuesday, seven jurors were chosen, including a cancer nurse, a software engineer, an information technology professional, a sales professional, an English teacher, and two lawyers. 11 more people must still be sworn in, with the judge saying he anticipated opening statements as early as next week. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret.
This is AP News. Lawyers for Donald Trump say that Stormy Daniels refused to accept a subpoena they tried to serve her. Instead, she walked away. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Donald Trump's legal team says it tried serving a subpoena on Stormy Daniels as she arrived for a screening of her documentary at a gay bar in Brooklyn last month. But the porn actor and a key player in Trump's hush money trial refused to take it and walked away. Newly filed court documents show a process server working for Trump's lawyers approached Daniels with the papers, demanding information related to a documentary recently released about her life and involvement with Trump, but was forced to leave the papers at her feet after Daniels ignored them. The encounter outside the $3 Bill nightclub has touched off a month-long battle between Trump's lawyers and Daniels' attorney. Daniels' lawyer says they never received the paperwork. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.